another aspect of planning of the sterilization is dry heat sterilization. The dry heat may be in the form of dry saturated heat, and typical instrument which gives the heat or sterilization by this technique is autoclaving. Second is moist heat boiling water or steam at atmospheric pressure, where the water below boiling point is pressurized. Then the moist heat sterilization, which uses the heat in the pressure range of 3 to 5 PSI and temperature range of 121 to 134 degrees centigrade. Usually the holding time for this is 45 minutes, and the pressurized steam not only destroy the microorganism but also destroy the bacterial spores, which are very difficult to get removed from the surgically used item. One of the important aspects of this is that it has to be tested periodically whether they are efficiently carrying out the purpose or not, and for this different type of biological indicators are used, like Bacillus stereothermophilus, which is an indicator to show the quality check for the instrument such as autoclave. Gaseous form of sterilization may be in the form of formaldehyde, ethylene oxide, etc. Liquid form of sterilization is peracetic acid liquid sterilization. Radiation may be in the form of gamma ray sterilization by cobalt 60, ultraviolet irradiation, where the radiation is emitted at a frequency of 260 nanometer, filtration sterilization, etc. The biological indicator which serves as a quality check for this is the sterilization by moist heat, like Bacillus subtilis. Chemical indicator quality check is Roach sachet, which changes the color after it has completely sterilized. Then is radiation sterilization, and one of the markers for radiation sterilization using gamma ray sterilization is Bacillus pumilis. The markers for filtration sterilization, like microfilter, which is subjected to quality check, should be noted for presence of any Pseudomonas diminuta. If you don't find Pseudomonas diminuta, it means that it is very good in their quality. But if you find it, you have to throw the sterilizer and use another one, because it is contaminated and showing the presence of Pseudomonas diminuta. Now, physiotherapy and rehabilitative service is also one of the important paraclinical services or non-core clinical services attached to the hospital setup. They are usually the skilled treatment which is given by the specialist, that is physiotherapist, in the form of massage, in the form of manipulation, in the form of active and passive exercise therapy, suspension therapy, electrotherapy. The source of therapy may be in the form of laser, ultrasound, IFT, TENS, etc. The programming of case to case is planned according to the different type of case, an exercise program plan and relaxation technique plan, like the quadriceps strengthening exercise, rotator cuff exercise, etc. The quadriceps exercise is usually given for the patient of sciatica pain, whereas rotator cuff exercise, a specialized form of training given to the patient of frozen shoulder. Physiotherapy is very important part of orthopedic department, because orthopedician can operate it, but physiotherapy helps in the gradual recovery of functional ability of the operated part. So if the physiotherapy is given properly, the recovery of the patient will be fast, and the skill of the orthopedic also get highlighted because of the early recovery from the illness. Sometimes physiotherapy is also given according to different lifestyle problem, because nowadays most of the people are computer oriented, they have long sedentary type of work style, rather than physical type of work style, and this type of patient may suffer from severe low backache, that is known as acute lumbago. Therefore, they are given physiotherapy in the form of traction, active and passive exercise to get rid from it. Similarly, shoulder girdle exercise are very important to treat the patient of trapezius or frozen shoulder, which is very common in elderly patients, especially in Mumbai, where the patient has to travel long hours in the local train, standing and holding the supportive system provided in the local train, and therefore the shoulder gives away. Therefore, this type of patients suffer from the illness which is known as frozen shoulder and requires aggressive treatment for it. The treatment for in the physiotherapy may be the mobilization treatment, then is muscle strengthening exercise like quadriceps strengthening exercise, muscle training like gait training, which is given to the patient of stroke, that is hemiplegia, especially when they are in the recovery phase. Usually this type of patient may require physiotherapy from 3 months to 9 months or 1 year till the recovery occurs. But one cannot expect complete recovery because of remnant neurological deficit which the patient will have. Then physiotherapy not only gives the active and passive therapy, but it is also important part of health education. Like if the artificial limb is used by the patient, they should know how to walk and how to use it in day-to-day life. For example, artificial limb is usually manufactured in India at Jaipur, and this is known as Jaipur foot. Similarly, it is very important to educate the blind patient how to read and write by Braille system of education. Similarly, deaf and dumb patient may be given special type of hearing aid and speech education so that they take care of their day-to-day livelihood. And for this, different research center in India is All India Institute of Preventive and Rehabilitation, which is located in Mumbai. Then Indian Council of Medical Research, which has got different branches, and one of them is located at Kolkata, second is located at Bhuneshwar, which also gives the special training related to the physiotherapy. Central Leprosy Research Institute is located at Agra, which not only gives the surgical treatment for the leprosy patient, but also gives the way by which their functional ability can be regained because of the disease, that is leprosy. The unit which is manufacturing artificial limb is Jaipur Foot, which is located in the city of Jaipur, which is known as Pink City of India. Planning of physiotherapy depends upon the type of patient, their specialty and volume of the patient, because few patients may be suffering from orthopedic problem, few patients may be suffering from neurological problem. So volume of the patient will be more in the orthopedic because of the increased chance of trauma as compared to neurological patient. Orthopedic patients may suffer from disease like cervical spondylosis, where there is severe pain and spasm of the neck. Lumbar spondylosis, where the patient may not able to bend because of the stiffness in the low backache. Sometimes physiotherapy is required post-surgery, like total knee replacement or total hip replacement. In this, it is very important because surgeon can do the good surgery, but if the recovery time is long and if proper physiotherapy is not given, surgical skill of the surgeon will not get highlighted. Then it also requires different type of trauma sustained while walking or sports like tennis elbow, ankle sprain, etc. The different type of clinical setup where the physiotherapy is required is neurological cases, which require physiotherapy is head injury, which may lead to unconscious patient, hemiplegia because of space occupying lesion, because of spinal cord injury, where the patient requires the special type of treatment, prolonged type of treatment, because these patients are mostly bedridden, unconscious, and slow recovery is there because of the involvement of the nerves. Therefore, special type of therapy in the form of gait, in the form of movement around the room, in the form of recognition, talking, reciprocating and coordinating with the world is very important. Similarly, different type of physiotherapy which is advised by cardiology department is after doing the open heart surgery, that is post CABG. Then after patient suffering from peripheral vascular disease like Raynaud's disease. Similarly, in the pulmonary department, COPD is usually given for the patient suffering from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease like cystic fibrosis or restrictive fibrosis, where the patient is not able to cope up in day-to-day life because of the severe asthma, and in the patient suffering from bronchial asthma, which may be perennial type of asthma, where the patient is unable to breathe properly because of the decreased lung capacity, and in this condition the physiotherapy is usually guided by lung function test, which is known as spirometry. The lung function test usually assess the recovery of the patient after giving bronchodilator and without giving bronchodilator, and assessment is made accordingly. Pediatric patients are subjected to physiotherapy because of the illness called cerebral palsy, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, polio, etc., where the physiotherapy may be given in the golden period. Similarly, geriatric patient, old patient may suffer from neurological disorders like Alzheimer's disease, where the patient has the tendency of forgetting everything, severe cerebral atrophy, osteoarthritis of the knee joint, etc. Manpower planning of physiotherapy is important to give, teach and supervise the patient on treadmill and gym cycling, then gym ball, big ball exercise, then short wave diathermy, ultrasonographic guided exercise, wax therapy, then nerve stimulation therapy and electrical nerve stimulation therapy, infrared therapy. In this you will see the typical physiotherapy setup with different type of instruments kept to give the physiotherapy, which may be in the form of stretching exercise, dumbbell, in the form of different type of treadmill which is there, which can strengthen the muscle, burn the deposited fat, decreases the central line obesity, etc. Different investigation required for the patient who require physiotherapy is cardiovascular assessment, like assessment of stress test, 2D echo, ECG, to know whether the patient is compromised by heart or not. Different type of radiographic test is important to know the fracture, to know the ankle sprain, where the MRI is required, to know lumbar spondylosis and cervical spondylosis, where the patient may be subjected to X-ray, MRI, CT scan of the brain. Then different type of blood test which is done to rule out different form of arthritis is serum uric acid to know gouty arthritis, serum vitamin D and serum vitamin D3 level to know osteoporosis, chances of pathological fracture. Similarly, RA factor to know rheumatoid arthritis, HLA-B27 to know ankylosing spondylitis, EMG and nerve conduction velocity to rule out neurological deficit, spirometry in the patient of compromised lung, and different type of digital X-rays. This is the typical unit showing how the X-ray film is taken with the patient standing and the patient lying down position. Then different type of remedies required in physiotherapy may be hearing aid, use of cervical collar, use of elbow splint, use of lumbosacral belt, use of surgical boots, use of walking calipers, varicose vein stocking, knee capping, crepe bandage, etc. Now, radiological center is also one of the important cost center of the hospital. WHO recommend that the standard size of the X-ray room should be at least 20 meters square. X-ray room as similar to the other area also required the reception cum registration area, the area where the actual X-ray is taken, then the area where the X-ray films are developed, then the films are dried, then the storage area and dispensing area. Planning of radiation safety is that the radiographic wall should be at least 9 inches thick, so that the chance of penetration of the radiation to the adjacent structures can be reduced. As per the recommendation of Bhabha Atomic Research Center, the wall should be at least or more than 14 inches in thickness so that the chances of radiation spread to the other side can be reduced. Then the radiographic technician should wear the lead apron, which should be at least 0.5 millimeter thickness. They should use the film bandage or dosimeter to know the amount of radiation that has entered into the tissue, and accordingly the CBC and other assessment can be done to know the chances of acute radiation sickness or chronic radiation sickness. And that is why this type of workers are subjected to PME, that is periodic medical examination, because they work in hazardous area. According to International Radiation Protective Authority, it is assumed that from the outer space, that is outer environment, the radiation should not cross more than 0.1 rad per year. That is why nowadays, because of the lot of environmental pollution and because of the depletion of the ozone zone and because of the lot of air traffic, the chances of radiation coming from the outer environment has increased. There is also a lot of man-made source of radiation, and IPRA recommend that it should not cross the limit of 5 rad per year. Therefore, special care should be given for the growing structure, like pregnant mothers should not be subjected to unnecessary X-ray. Similarly, the bachchus below 5 years of age should be also avoided. Now, hospital mortuary is also one of the important area where the dead bodies are kept. The dead bodies are usually kept when it is not claimed by relative or till it is claimed by relative for doing different type of biochemical tests to assess the cause of death. When the dead bodies are to be preserved, to get the challan from the police, especially in the medico-legal cases, to do the forensic autopsy, that is post-mortem. It is also done in the teaching hospital to teach medical student how the autopsy is conducted, whether the autopsy is conducted for forensic cause or pathological cause, and in any cases of medico-legal, where the cause of the death is not known, where the death occurred in a suspicious condition, like the case of rape, case of suicide, case of homicide, case of organophosphorus poisoning, the cases which are brought dead in the hospital, or the cases where the death occurred within 6 hours of getting admitted in the hospital, or the cases of mass disaster like bomb blast, building collapse, bomb or rail traffic accident, etc. Usually these are highly unpleasing area of the hospital, so they are usually located in the corner of the hospital. Few hospitals are having the coroner's court, like coroner's court is one attached to the JJ hospital, where it is very efficient to give the judgment related to the medico-legal cases by the coroner's law specialist. At least 1% space should be given to mortuary. So if the hospital is 100 bedded, at least one bed should be reserved to do the postmortem. Postmortem table should be at least 14 square feet, that is PM room, and the table should be 15 square feet. You can see the difference between the room size and the table size. This is because while doing postmortem, it requires lot of movement around the operation, around the postmortem or postmortem table. Then viscera has to be preserved, especially in the case of organophosphorus poisoning, where the cause of death is not known. Since the different staffs are involved, like forensic specialists, class 4 employee, there should be facilities of staff room with basic amenities. Since these are dead bodies, it has to be preserved, and therefore there should be provision for cold storage, storing the bodies between 4 to 6 degrees centigrade. As per Government of India instruction, unidentified bodies can be kept in the mortuary maximum for 7 days. After 7 days, if nobody claims the body, the hospital has the right to inform the municipal authorities and can dispose the body accordingly after getting permission for the same. So this is a typical storage area showing how the bodies are stored till they are claimed by the relative. So in summary, the hospital laboratories mainly consist of microbiology, biochemistry, radioimmunoassay, genetic lab and transplant lab, which mainly deals with the different type of immunochemistry and multi and major histocompatibility complex that gives the broad concept about the chances of acceptance and rejection of the transplanted organ. Blood bank is called the bank because just like the bank, it can give the debit and the credit. CSSD is an important part because it is mainly dealing with the sterilization. Then it deals with the supply of sterile material and also distribution of material. The planning of the hospital laboratories also depends upon the type of the patient, the requirement of the disease pattern and the bed strength. Radiological services in the hospital form the integral part of hospital, and radiographic hospital setup should be according to the guideline laid by the BARC and IPRA. Mortuaries are usually the place where the bodies have to be kept, and no hospital, especially government hospital, can function without setting up a mortuary. And it is also very important in this medico-legal era to preserve the body, especially unclean body, under cases of suspicious death. In this way, it brings end to the chapter 9, that is paraclinical and non-core clinical services in the subject healthcare planning and designing. Thank you for being patient listener.